Okay, so we'll start then. If everybody can put their phones on mute.
Yeah,
and then we'll just get going. So we'll start with the call to order and the roll call. So just to for the minute. So start with Trustee Miller.
I have myself on mute. I'm here.
Great, thank you. Trustee Johnstone?
Okay. Present.
And I don't think any other trustees have joined us. Is there anybody else out there that we should know about? Okay. So approval of the agenda moved by Trustee Johnstone. And we'll do the negative polling or whatever it is, just to if anybody has an objection to it. Okay, no objection. So we'll go right into item three, employee attendance report. So Superintendent Nunn, I will turn it over to you.
Thank you, and through the chair, good afternoon, trustees. Thank you very much for your time this afternoon as part of our Human Resources Committee. Staff appreciate your time greatly. I am joined this afternoon on the line by Cindy Francis, our senior manager, Lori Stacey, manager of employee support and wellness, and Effie Filippios, who is our executive assistant who supports Human Resource Services. Our first report this evening is our public report in regards to employee attendance monitoring from September 2019 through to the end of March of this year. As the board is aware, this is an area that we have focused on and have worked alongside Workplace Medical Corporation in the design and implementation of our board strategic wellness and absence management plan. As we continuously look at our employee attendance data, and staff have observed to the end of March that we have sick leave absences have reduced by 3/4 of a day, or 0.74 of a day, when we compare the number of sick leave absences from September 2018 through to March 2019 to the same time period within this school year. We do recognize that the impact the ministerial order has had on our data, considering there was no daily or short-term casual supply work available within the last 2 weeks of March following the March break. We have provided for trustees this afternoon a summary till the end of February and then a summary to the end of March to be able to see the comparison between the two. Thankful for the work that employee support and wellness continues to do to support our staff throughout the ministerial order as we continue to implement both our strategic plan, but also our attendance management procedures. I am sincerely grateful for the leadership of Lori Stacey with her team and the work that they've been doing certainly over the last 2 months since the first announcement of the ministerial order. Certainly, herein lies the report this afternoon, and happy to answer any questions of trustees.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jamie. So I'll just go through the list again for any questions. So Trustee Johnstone, do you have any questions?
No, not at this time.
Trustee Miller, do you have any questions?
No, I don't. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. Just a question is in regards to employee attendance through the schools closed. What is the? Just wondering what the system is in place. Does it stay the same, Jamie, or is there like for reporting? I guess if you're not feeling well or whatever it is, has there been a lot of changes to that, or is it sort of still running the same way?
Thank you, and through the chair, staff have developed an employee attendance protocol. This protocol has been shared with all staff and outlines the responsibility of staff for reporting their absences if they are unable to work, if they're not feeling well, if there has been a death in their family, all entitlements to various leaves as they fall as outlined within their respective collective agreements are all in place. Same as leaves that they would be staff would be entitled to within the Employee Standards Act. As staff are working while not physically within our classrooms and our schools, those entitlements all remain the same at this time, and staff would report their absences as such.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Jamie. Okay, so if there's no questions, I'll go on to item number 4, which is the local labor relations update. Jamie, back over to you.
Thank you, and through you, Madam Chair. On behalf of the Human Resources Services team and our division, I wanted to extend this afternoon a sincere thanks to our union presidents and their executives. While we are here in May, it's been a very busy year in working with our presidents, and I wanted to acknowledge their work and thank them. There's been central bargaining that's been happening, local bargaining, and their support to the ministerial order. We've been trying our very best to communicate with our presidents to keep the lines of communication open, responding and supporting as they have questions. In support of our employees, their members, and just wanted to reaffirm sincerely my thanks to all of them and further share with the board that grateful for the work that they're leading, certainly during very unprecedented times. So just wanted to thank our union presidents in a public forum.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jamie. And just echoing our appreciation for all the work that you've done around this through these unprecedented times to both your staff and to our local union leaders. Just any questions, Trustee Miller?
No, not at this time. Thanks.
Any questions, Trustee Johnstone?
I'll simply just echo yourself and Superintendent Nunn just in congratulating and thanking all of our staff during this time as well.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. So no questions then. We will, with that, we'll adjourn from the public session and move into the private session as moved by Trustee Miller. So at this point, I guess everybody will hang up and get back on the line. It's 3:39. So do we need a few minutes to move into private session, or is everybody okay to kind of call back in?
We can just call right back in.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.